From our nation's first capital, here is Deborah Hamilton with this week's Heartbeat Pro-Life Report.
Media figures frequently try to slap the label of hypocrite on the Conservative Party and the pro-life movement. That's because, they say, while pro-lifers challenge abortion, they aren't really pro-life because of their position on any issue they deem fitting. And right now, coronavirus is the issue. Many in the media are accusing President Trump and conservative leadership of pushing states to reopen at the risk of losing lives to the pandemic. In their response, columnists from the New York Times to the Washington Post recently declared that conservatives are no longer pro-life and went so far as to say that they belong to the party of death. Other outlets and figures on Twitter expanded on that, calling the entire pro-life movement pro-death. With their arguments, the media revealed something else too, a double standard on life. "You're not really pro-life" is a tired argument wielded against the pro-life movement. Last summer, media retracted comments accusing pro-lifers of remaining silent about the plight of migrant children after pro-life leaders delivered supplies to the border. In May 2019, a writer dared pro-lifers to say that they personally helped mothers in need. Responses flooded in from Americans who house single moms, adopt children, counsel women, and support pregnancy centers. The pro-life movement calls itself pro-life because it acknowledges the inherent dignity and worth of the human person from the moment of conception. Abortion is the greatest violation of this dignity, of human life today, as it intentionally destroys millions of innocent lives each year. Because of this, the pro-life movement is especially inspired to give voice to the unborn. The media are right. To be consistent, conservatives and pro-lifers who challenge abortion should take every precaution to ensure that human lives aren't needlessly risked or treated as disposable during this pandemic. Likewise, to be consistent, the media should hold liberals and pro-choicers to the same standard that they do conservatives and pro-lifers, or drop their current argument. Imagine the roles reversed. Headlines might accuse liberals of not being really pro-choice because they don't support choices on any issue from guns to school choice. And if the media believed their argument that pro-life should encompass all life, they might pen a piece on how liberals weren't really pro-life because of the party's unwavering support of abortion. This is the media's double standard, that while they insist that the born are equal to the unborn to mock the pro-life movement, they will never admit that the unborn are equal to the born. For more on this, visit HamiltonStrategies.com. And as always, we thank Life News for this article. Together, we can help give another heart the chance to beat.
To contact Heartbeat, visit HamiltonStrategies.com. Tune in next time to the Heartbeat Pro-Life Report.